Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The Masters is back, and this week DraftKings has given you 100-1 odds on the golfer if you're choosing to finish in the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, go download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer if you're choosing finishes in the top 10. That's code FANRUN in all caps to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Succeed.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like a
Ooh, welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out. Davey's already mad at Houston, so we're off to a great start. It's going to be a...
I don't care.
...an exciting show today.
Whatever.
Wednesday edition of the program. We got Houston. We got Davey. We got Alex. I'm Nate Hodges. We got a baseball team.
We don't have last names, guys. Just letting you guys know. Wow.
People know them.
Wow.
Kress Hudson and Comas. Sounds like a all right, law firm.
That's all I needed. Kress Hudson and Comas.
I feel like I should go first, alphabetically.
Nah, it doesn't always work that way.
Kress, Hudson, and Comas. Hudson, Kress.
We're Marley and Marley.
Comas, Hudson, and Kress. I think because you have two double syllable names and one single, you can almost go any order. Kind of works.
It works good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that. Hudson might should go first. Law degree and all.
Hudson, Kress, and Comas. Oh, that'll work. Hudson, Comas, and Kress.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do have a baseball team.
We got a baseball
team. We got something. Tony V and the boys just taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Davey's upset.
I'm not upset.
The number 4 ranked Tennessee Volunteers cruise 10-1 last night over Eastern Kentucky. The Colonels.
Colonels, huh?
I guess, yeah. the Colonels. All right.
You pumped for the weekend?
That wraps up the baseball talk.
I mean, all good, eyes good are now Dave. On the Florida Gators.
Oh, yeah. They're good, man.
Football team got a commit yesterday.
And the weather. Because it's 40% chance of rain on Friday.
Are you kidding?
90% chance of rain on Saturday.
No, I convinced my friend's five-year-old to become a Tennessee fan.
And
I thought you were telling everyone to not do that.
Sunday's good. Yeah, what are you doing with that poor Saturday? Child?
Kid made me mad.
90% Saturday?
90%.
Saturday. Guess what I'm doing?
Fishing.
Yeah.
It's a thunderstorm, too.
Yeah. Every time.
Don't die
every
out there.
Every stinking time. I had one good day. One good day where it didn't rain in a tournament. All these other ones, downpour. I'm cursed. Except for the fact that I keep winning. Take it or leave it. Win some, lose some.
You only have a captain hat.
So how did this 5-year-old thing go, Davey? How did this even come up?
How's what come up?
How do you convince a five-year-old
to be a Tennessee fan?
Oh, I got asked a question about the team. Told him I don't like the team much anymore. Not to the kid, to the parent.
Yeah.
And then the kid did something. I didn't like that. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to get back at this kid.
Oh, you cursed the kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, that is cold.
Right up Dave's alley, I think.
Yeah,
I think
it's so. To experience everything I've got to experience.
You're trying to just.
Well,
you
I hope
are,
I
you
hope
are
you're
like
wrong.
That guy and God, what's the movie? The Blindfold.
Bird Box.
You're like the guy in Bird Box.
Oh yeah,
you just
open
keep
the
opening
eyes,
opening people's eyes.
Well, the good news is nothing bad happened on the football front yesterday. Nothing so embarrassing
well,
that we
not that we've learned yet.
Okay, that was an interesting segue by you.
Did you
nothing bad happened? That's good.
Did they have practice?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Caden Salter publicly apologized for his decisions, his choices, his actions.
That's good. I forgot about that.
It's a start.
I wanted to pull up the
Coach Mack said that Lenneth Whitehead and D. Beckwith are locked in at running back.
Okay. What about linebacker? How are we looking at linebacker?
Yeah. It's a work in progress. They're working on it.
We'll just say it's not that important of a position.
I mean, we're going to run multiple, you know, formations, so maybe we just run ones that, you know, have no linebackers.
They have, get this, there are 4 scholarship linebackers right now.
Huh.
4.
Like available?
Yeah.
What?
Like, total.
4? 4.
And one of them is long snapper Will Albright.
Doesn't sound like a recipe for success.
Quaze Garland.
Was he a walk-on?
Former walk-on.
Okay.
Now scholarship player.
But good for him.
Well, yeah, we'd earn it.
And fifth-year senior Solon Page III, who I feel like has been here a million years.
Yeah. Solon Page has been here a long time.
Veteran. I like it.
There you go, Dave. There you go. Where was this yesterday, Dave? Where was this?
And sophomore Morvin Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the list.
He's not inside, though, is he?
Mm-mm. Apparently he is now. So maybe we really only
you
have...
You got to be both now. 30. We don't have enough bodies. You play both at the same time.
Yeah, Joseph and Paige, I guess, went first in the drills yesterday. From what people have
good
said.
Lord. So we're going to be an offense that tries to score fast. And it appears our weakness is going to probably be in the run game or defending slants, tight ends.
The RPOs.
So the other team, probably less likely to hit big plays and score fast. So our defense is going to be on the field forever.
Mm-hmm. Even more so in the SEC because than the AAC where at least when UCF and South Florida are going at it and it's like 70-68, like both defenses are back and forth quick. But in the SEC, I mean, you literally could play a team that's like, yeah, we're gonna grind you down a little bit while we have the ball here for a minute, you know?
Let our defense rest.
Yeah. There's at least some teams that'll still do that, and that'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of Kentucky. Can you imagine? We can't get off the field against Kentucky, and we're just getting ground down.
I mean, hopefully.
I'd rather do that than just letting them score every time our offense is on the field.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I mean,
it's like we set the bar so low this past year, I don't think I can be upset with whatever happened against Kentucky this
season.
Yeah,
as long as the offense is scoring points, I think people are going to, I don't want to say give the defense a pass, but four linebackers?
Three, really. And one, I guess, moved over, like you said.
Can't wait for Tennessee football. Love that football. Apparently, Tyon Evans' ankle is getting better.
That's good.
Coach Mack said he's probably going to be back at full strength or close here in the next couple days.
That's good.
Said he's been running around doing some individual drills. So nothing serious, just a tweaked an ankle.
Been there.
I feel very old. I tweaked my ankle yesterday walking. Really? And I didn't roll it. It just popped and hurt, and it still hurts. It's a little tender.
I got
walking.
Should have stretched.
I'm all kind. Yeah.
Oh, got to walk to the car. Hang on.
Stretch out.
Let me stretch this out for about 5 minutes, get nice and limber.
Well, I got all the second-day soreness from, the legal.
The doubleheader.
I got some knee pain, quad and hammy.
Kamosh, you got that to look forward to, man. You got that to look forward to.
My Achilles actually kind of tightened up when I was at second base. Like, so I know what you mean about, like, you just.
It just happens.
I feel like I got into second base fine, and while I just stood there for, like, two or three pitches in the next batter, all of a sudden I'm like, ankle's feeling kind of weird.
Probably when you took off to first, you were a little.
Probably strained it out a little. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it the right one or the left one?
The left one.
Left one. I figured it would be.
Yeah.
If you could change anything now to how you felt, we'll say at the age of 20, what would you change? And by this conversation, I'm kind of going off of what you all are talking about as far as how your body ages over time.
Ooh.
Just feel? Like, just the way I feel?
Or, like, I mean, after, like, I know some people, like, they wish they didn't get a hangover. And at the age of 20, they didn't get hangovers.
I don't usually get hangovers. Pretty careful with indulgence.
I would say how, like, when I was 20, at some point, I guess when I was a little older than that, maybe mid-20s, when I wasn't constantly exercising every day or whatever, so when I was in college, we were doing stuff all the time, didn't matter, but, like, a couple years after college, I was still, like, super thin, great shape, like, just to look at, but when I quit kind of exercising every single day, I still felt like I could go out and play an anaerobic type sport, a start and stop sport, and I could sprint. Like, let's say we go play flag football. I mean, I could run a couple go routes, be gassed, but I felt like 45 seconds later, catch my breath, and I can run another go route. No problem. I run a couple go routes right now. See you on Friday.
Yep.
Like, you know, I like just
go home, right?
Like, there's no recovery. Like, just it's, I don't know. It's
yeah,
weird.
That's the one. Like, being able to not work out every day and then still be able to, hey, you want to play basketball? Yeah, do it. And then you play basketball and you're not gassed after, you know, two, three times down the court. You guys get this to look forward to. It's good times. It's fun stuff.
I don't stretch prior to softball games except my shoulder.
Yeah, see, like, it's. I mean, really just first step, probably. I mean, we played that 3-on-3 game.
Yeah.
And then whoever periscoped and I have no burst left at all. So sad. So maybe that would be it, actually.
But it was enough.
It was enough for us to be the best. I mean, it's, you know.
I don't know if we'd win the next one.
I now have to be the cagey veteran that, you know.
Crafty.
Yeah, the crafty guy.
Who would beat us?
I'm thinking overtime.
Well, overtime? What team am I going to be?
Or not overtime. I'm sorry. Blitz. The Blitz. I'm thinking the Blitz. They were overtime at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the Blitz. Like,
is
I was
it 4-on-4
I was,
now, or
yeah, it what? Might be. I was dead after trying to keep Brandon out of the post. Dead. Now I'd have to keep Charlie out of the post or chase Rick Butler around. No, that's not happening. Or defend Chance. Yeah, the Blitz would be my pick. I'd give my all. I'd effort that son of a gun to death, but I think they'd win. I don't even know if it'd be close.
We could just zone them up and dare them to shoot.
That's all I would do myself is just sit way back there. Yep. And just hope that they...
Just force them to take the mid-range jumper.
I got Rick. I'll chase him around.
You know he's the fastest man at Fan Run.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, he's slower, though, when he's got a basketball in his hand, though.
That's true.
Exactly.
So Cam Black...
It's going to be half court, too.
So Cam Black from Talk Sports...
That was a key ingredient to our success was the half court.
Yeah, it was a half court.
That was key. If it had been through full court... No.
Well, you don't do three on
No, I know, I know. Nah, but if somehow it had been 5-on-5,
yeah,
it just would have been bad.
So Cam Black was a manager on the UT track team. Yeah, it's fast.
Ran track in high school.
Like, really fast. Mm-hmm. So we're like... Like, who do you think's going to win this? Like, well, Cam, obviously. Like,
well, in fairness,
around division,
the first one.
So the first time we were so sure Cam was going to win, and Cam was too, that he raced him in his dress clothes.
Like dress shoes, slacks, a button-up shirt.
And they ran, and Rick was in tennis shoes. And, we realized Rick's pretty damn fast. And, B, get... The dress shoes are a big mistake.
He couldn't stop.
Cam actually fell at the end. I mean, like, he ran hard, and you know, Rick didn't beat him by that much, but he beat him. So then it was, all right, we're rematch. Everybody gets, was it three or four? Chancellor jumped in.
Mm-hmm. Chance jumped in on the first one.
Was he on the first one? Okay, so the second time it was just Cam v. Rick for all the marbles. Stretch out, everybody. And Rick still beat him. And then Rick tells us.
Yeah, then the big reveal.
That Michael Johnson went to his high school and came back and helped train them on their starts for sprinting. And we checked the video and we're like, Rick really did get a good little jump there and just kind of held on to it the whole
time.
And
he has that like CP, like, I mean, head goes like, back a little bit. He was good. It was good. I was impressed. But yeah, so that's what you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
A Michael Johnson trained sprinter on the basketball court.
McComas is at least young, so
no, no, yeah, yeah.
So hopefully he won't die. Like we do.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I'm gonna have to be playing for two teams.
That's
I don't know how that works.
Well,
because I got three and out, and then I got overtime, which causes a conflict.
I feel like if overtime plays three and out, you're just out. You just have to sit.
Yep, just
they 3v3, the old guys versus the young guys.
You can play for both.
We take one
separate person.
Yeah. So if it's 4-on-4 every other game, this one's just 3-on-3, and you. Just probably cheer for us, I would think.
I'll just ref.
Yeah. There you go.
You can stand at the free throw line and be playing offense while you guard yourself and just never move. You're just
running around.
Oh yeah, you're all time offense and defense. So not sure how you reconcile that with yourself.
I have no idea how that would work, but I'm for it.
If he scores, both teams get the points. We've split them.
Could be a little bonus there.
Come on, so layup. It's now
1-1, which is the same as a 0. So maybe just take it.
No, it's great for us because we need to get to the game point faster. That was what killed us. Like,
that's true.
That one game took forever.
What did we play to? 15?
I don't know. But that one game, no one could score.
That was a game against overtime.
It was a Rick Barnes-esque drought for both teams.
That was when Terrell said I had an urban jumper. I'm still not exactly sure what he says there.
I think it's just a look. I mean, I think take it as a compliment.
I hit a few. Hit a couple of them.
How are you in the wind out on the playground? I need to watch White Man Can't Jump again. Such a good movie.
I think I was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember my old apartment complex had a full court with nice, like, gorilla goals? Like, you know the brand I'm talking about? Like, the best?
Yeah.
The best outdoor.
Chain nets?
No.
These things are nice.
Oh, okay.
Like they have a nice backboard. They're sturdy. Like, you can dunk on them.
Yeah, okay. Like, you can lower them to, like, you know, 8 feet or whatever. Oh. And, I mean, they're just good. You never seen them?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen them. I'll do it.
They're, like, the nicest. I mean, you cement them into the ground.
Yeah.
They're not, like, one of those rolly baskets or whatever. Good stuff. But, yeah, we used to play on that all the time. Never remember playing in a terrible crosswind.
Oh, yeah.
Probably helped me out now.
Think so?
Not as accurate as it once was.
No, yeah, this is like, I mean, I forget you're, you know, West Knoxville.
I didn't have one, man.
I mean,
I know what you're saying.
I meant like the playground, like, you know, like just the concrete, like the commercial grade, you know, city puts it up, silver pole.
No, what I'm saying is the
double rim, you know, chain net, you know, ball hits it, it's in the lake, kind of. You know what I mean?
That's what I tell people when they start watching the NCAA tournament. I was like, you know, you want the ball to click a little bit off of the rim.
Uh-huh.
If you shoot an all playground, especially like you said, city
the
built
double rim, yeah.
When you hit the rim and it goes gong.
And the gold
you
shake.
Better be really accurate and just take close shots because you're not getting a shooter's bounce on
few
that.
Minutes, yeah.
Good times.
All the rims that the cities took down for COVID, those rims. That's what I'm talking about. That's still the dumbest thing ever.
Is it the dumbest? There's been a lot. There's been so much dumb. It's really hard.
The dumbest thing that has to do with basketball goals, I think.
Poor kids.
You can't go shoot basketball by yourself. You might catch a cold. Thanks. I mean, it's a new cold that might kill some people, but
I didn't want them taking it back to the grandparents.
Outside by yourself, it's a problem. Let's take the rims down.
Goodness. Four linebackers, huh? I can't get over that.
Yeah, three.
How many more do we have coming this summer?
I mean, they got a couple extra walk-ons back in them.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. They said that. So.
Maybe we can get into the
transfer. Yeah. That's what somebody asked in our 37s. Like, isn't there like an FCS kid you could like? Isn't there a transfer somebody here?
Okay, well here's the good news. Like, Jeremy Banks will be back. Roman Harrison will be back.
Okay.
French maybe. Willis maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Beasley's going to be back. Just a hunch. Due to no inside information, I just don't know how that happens.
Yeah, so the animal abuse is worse than the drug dealing, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it said they beat that guy up. I mean, he didn't go to the hospital. He didn't get, you know, like.
If he had brain damage and he can't walk, then yeah, they're going
that's
to.
Right, that, yeah.
But if he just has a couple bruises, I think
we're fine
here.
Yeah. Talking Tennessee football, we're brain damage, we're drug dealing, pet abuse. Guns. Mm-hmm. Just makes you just swell with pride, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, that's
Tennessee Vols. Huh?
Yeah, and Tennessee Vols going all the way this year, right? Mm-hmm. And then Davies recruiting new fans. I mean, this is a, you know, it's a great time. It's a great time to be a big fan of the Big Orange.
Yep.
Good Lord. How did we get here? Well, it can't get any worse than this.
College baseball needs to decide on, like, the official poll. You know, like, I see number 4 ranked Vols, number 9 ranked Vols, number 2 ranked Vols. Like, there are, like, 18 different polls.
I guess because there's not, like, an AP poll or a coach's poll that everyone's just like, oh, well, we're going to make a poll. Like, you know, for college football, basketball, it's very easy. AP, coaches, and then for college football, you obviously have, like, the playoff rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is insane.
Yeah.
I don't even... Of course, Tennessee's doing, like, the recruiting service thing, right? Like, we're fourth in this poll that no one's ever heard of, but we'll go with 4. It's like claiming national titles back in the 60s.
Well, I mean, people actually use, like, Baseball America and D1 Baseball, and then there's...
USA Today or something?
I guess. I don't know.
I'll go with 4.
I mean, we're 7 on one of them. We're 4 on another.
Are we top 10 in all of them?
I think so now, yeah.
That's
good.
That's all.
Gators, I think they were 11 and whatever one was going on. I don't know.
They're good. Not as good as I thought they'd be, but they're really good.
Oh, here's a nice...
Is it really nice or no?
Yeah, on NCAA.com, they list all the polls. So you got D1,
mm-hmm.
Baseball America,
mm-hmm.
NCBWA, whatever that is, Collegiate
National Baseball,
Baseball
Writers Association.
National Collegiate Baseball Writers. Yeah, there you go. They've got an RPI, and then they have a USA Today Coaches Poll.
Oh, there is a Coaches Poll. I didn't know the USA Today poll was coaches. That's good.
Apparently.
What are we in that poll?
We are 4th, so that's what we're
the
using.
Coaches love Tony V. Mm-hmm. I saw a stat where Tennessee so far this season has, is it 11 extra inning wins?
Or 4, 6, 9. This thing hasn't been updated.
You know who doesn't love Tony V and Tennessee?
Malari? Manari?
Manieri?
I thought it was Minari.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That was close.
What do you have is that? Are you just...
No, he's just, he's the one who was... Oh, the fans were so mean.
Yeah, that NCBWA, that's no good. They haven't updated.
Don't like that one?
Since March 1st. It's not updated. It's
March 1st.
Yeah, what are they doing over there?
Okay. Anyway, what I was going to say is Tennessee apparently has more extra inning wins this year than in any season before.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
There's Davey Hudson, our producer. What are you thinking for?
We're eighth in the RPI.
Okay. That's only going to go up now that we're in conference play, bud.
Yeah, I mean, none of these things matter.
Six extra inning victories so far this season, most in a single season in program history. Dating to 2019, Tennessee has won seven straight extra inning games.
I kind of like it that people just started websites and now they're the official. I mean, like, the NCAA.com rankings page defaults to D1Baseball.com. Like, it's got to feel good if you started D1Baseball.com back in the day when no one cared about baseball, and now the NCAA is like, yep, we're going with you. You're the authority. Tennessee 6 on that one. So, yeah, Florida is 12th.
That'd be nice to get that series this weekend. I'm wondering if we're going to even get it in.
I think they'll get it in. I mean, probably doubleheader Sunday.
That's what I'm thinking,
yes. I mean, it's Vanderbilt 1, Arkansas 2, Ole Miss 3, Mississippi State's 5, Tennessee 6, South Carolina's 11, Florida's 12. I mean, half the top 12 is SEC teams.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, I think when...
SEC, we're just so good at everything. Feels good to be the king. Mm-hmm.
There's actually not another one, though, in the top 25.
I noticed that.
So,
a couple guys dropped out, not on their game. All right, there's Davey the signal as I.
I gave it earlier. You just weren't paying attention.
You're probably right.
How's it feel?
Yeah.
We'll come right back with.
Well, I just couldn't see him. Now, come with me
now. This segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of 3 and Out.
The Big Orange. Oh, sorry.
I don't think so.
No, it's
smart
it's
enough
not
to do that.
The TVA is smart enough to say, you know what?
I'm not going to partner with the drug dealing and the animal abusing.
Jeez.
Gun toting.
Okay. Talking sports injuries during the break.
Yeah.
Kind of piggybacking off our conversation of us being old. Worst sports injury. Go.
Like that we have seen?
No, or? That you've had that happened to you.
Oh, okay. Personally.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Ware.
I mean, I would say the broken hand.
Okay.
But in a weird way, this one time I got kicked in soccer.
Where?
I think I've told you before, it like this guy, so there was like this loose ball kind of like top of the 18, so I'm coming in to try and just like hit a screamer, you know, just like rip this thing and score, and this defender is coming for the ball at the same time, kind of from the side, and so he's trying to clear it, and so I think I got to the ball first and hit it. But right as I'm falling through, he's coming through, and somehow one of his toe cleats comes on the inside of my shin guard.
I remember you telling me that.
And I guess he was on this coming this way. So he like tries to come in this way, and it misses the inside of my shin guard and hits. You know how you've got your shin bone, you've got your calf muscle kind of wrapping around, and your shin guard kind of covers your shin bone. But he came in and his cleat goes underneath the shin guard and just right onto that bone. And it didn't break it. I mean, that shin bone's, you know, super strong. It didn't break it.
Except
but
Kevin Ware's.
It deep bruised the thing so bad that from the bottom of my knee down into my foot, my whole leg was purple.
That's wild.
And I could not walk for a week. but it didn't break anything. It was nuts. I couldn't play. For a week I couldn't walk, and then I hobbled around for like 2 or 3 weeks after. I don't think I played. No, I didn't get a boot. I didn't think. I don't think I played though for like a month. It was the weirdest thing, and it bruised like crazy.
Did it hurt that bad at the time?
Yeah. It hurt pretty bad. I'm trying to remember.
When it happened, you weren't thinking like, oh, I'm not going to be doing anything for a month.
Yeah, it hurt bad, but I'm pretty sure I gutted out the rest of the game kind of hobbling around. Yeah, and then it bruised up and, it swelled. When it's in your lower leg, I believe that's when I was teaching, and luckily it was in the middle of the summer. So for the rest of the week, for the first week, I just had to like sit around with my leg propped up because it would – if I walked around, my whole calf and my ankle would just swell.
But like Sherman Clump.
But the injury was like halfway up my shin. It was so weird. There may still be like this mark there. Like it basically dented
the bone. Yeah.
But there was no fracture at all when they took the X-ray. It was very strange.
That is strange.
But the hand was kind of bad because it snapped the whole bone in half.
I bit a hole in my tongue playing basketball. Got an elbow.
I chipped a tooth once, and that felt really weird for a while, but then I just kind of got used to it. Never didn't get it fixed or anything.
What was your worst one, Alex?
It was probably the most gruesome would be when I was 3. I tried to stand on a basketball in front of my my mom and my sister, and I fell back and landed on my elbow, and it was I broke my arm, but it was like completely out of place.
Oh.
My parents were even grossed out by it. They were surprised that at 3 years old, apparently, I was very calm.
Really?
Good for you. Ambulance game. But one that I remember, I remember that incident, but when I was in fourth grade, I was playing kickball, and I was chasing after a ball in the outfield with a friend of mine, and I stepped on his heel and completely turned my ankle. Went through the rest of the day of school, my ankle was as the size of a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
On my left side, I could like barely walk. I get home. I don't say anything to my parents until like 2 hours after school, and I'm like, "Hey, mom, I turned my ankle, and it's like really swollen. It kind of hurts to walk." And my mom looks at it and goes, "How the hell did you go the whole day at school without?"
'Cause he's tough.
Yeah, exactly. Relentless.
Wasn't broken though, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, there you go. Never broken a bone, but I've rolled my ankle and had
You've
it.
Never broken a bone at all. Anyway,
no, it's not jinxing now.
I haven't either.
But he did take a bat to the face. David it was not me.
Yeah,
that did it.
Wow!
Knocked his 2 front teeth out.
I took a bat to the head.
I always worry about that.
Now it makes sense.
And a baseball to the head.
Now it makes sense.
Kids playing ball.
No,
apparently there were. It was like 2 sisters, and they were getting ready for the game. I think the younger sister might have been like just being the bat girl or something. And, you know, once the game starts, you know, bat kids stay in the dugout. Mm-hmm. There's a whole routine. But, like, before the game, like, the older sister, like, accidentally hit the – oh, it's bad.
Head?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Warming up. Like, because, you know, they'll throw on a helmet. And when you got the helmet on, you can't – your peripheral's not as good. I don't know. My daughter hit her cousin with a bat out in the yard on accident. He was really little, so he's, like, toddling around. Luckily, it hit him – in the arm, it was only on the follow through. It wasn't like
full
that's,
swing.
That's scary though.
Yeah, I'm always checking, like especially with our softball games, because your son's like our bat boy. Like I'm always checking where he is before I start swinging.
That's
yeah.
good. We need him around.
Yeah. I saw the
upright.
I saw the faux hawk in action.
Oh, was he rocking it?
Oh yeah.
Good for him.
Kid's got some style too.
He fixes
some
it
flair.
Every morning on his own. He goes in there, he gets his like clay.
His Dapper Dan.
Gets it going. Yeah.
Dapper Dan.
He was looking good this morning. He's ready to roll.
I don't doubt it.
Funny story. Last night he's at his baseball practice.
Mm-hmm.
And last year he played this hybrid like coach pitch, kid pitch thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we started talking about bunting last year. And my daughter, of course, you know, she's all kid pitch now. She's a lefty. She could, you know, she's learned how to slap and bunt and handle the bat and all this stuff. Especially since he's a lefty and it's a fast pitch. So he's fascinated now about bunting. I mean, just like, and he's like, "Dad, I'm going to bunt." I was like, "You can't bunt off the coach." He's like, "I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway." And I'm like, "Buddy, you can't. Like, they're just going to, I don't know what they'll do, but like, they'll probably just call it a strike or something to make you redo it." He's like, okay. So this was like earlier in the week. I hadn't even thought. We go to his practice last night. First time through the order, he gets a hit, you know, and then he comes up second time, hit, swings away, hit. Third time, coach gets ready to pitch, and it's the head coach pitching. He goes to throw it. He squares around, just deadens it, just lays it down right there, kind of just like in no man's land between first baseman, pitcher, far enough away from the catcher, drops the bat. He's chugging down the line. Coach just goes ballistic. What is that? You can't bunt this league. What? I mean, his coach is going ballistic in a funny way because
he said he was going to do it.
All the parents are dying laughing, and he's like, "What is
but
that?"
But he laid down a perfect bunt.
Yeah. And he's like, "What is that?" And I was like, and I yelled because I was right there down the first base line, sitting in the bleachers. I was like, "Pretty good bunt, coach." And he was laughing, and he goes. He says, "What is that? That's some Knoxville League stuff right there. You got a hit in this league, buddy." And Caleb just went back. He just went and hit, and all the parents after as he's coming out were like, "That's a nice bunt, buddy."
That'll pay off down the road.
I know. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to handle the bat. He bunts better than my daughter, I think. Now it's pretty funny. It's just I'm like,
you
buddy,
don't want to take
out, a hit.
Don't take it out on her on the radio. Come on.
No, she's no, fine. She's learning it. All that stuff. Just.
You have an all-star bunter.
Yeah. You got to be when you're, you know, short like I am. Hopefully he'll sprout up, but it's not looking good.
My coach has never really taught me to bunt too much.
No?
Didn't have the speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my
And you want to chase Rick Butler.
Yeah.
Okay.
My own father nicknamed me Slow Moss.
Ouch.
You should not have told me that.
Slow Moss.
Yeah. Which is weird because
that's your daddy. Like, that's
yeah, I know.
You're his blood.
I know.
You must be really slow.
No.
Oh, okay.
You just compared. Well, with baseball cleats, I used to be like slow. Like especially when we switched to metal, I couldn't run with those.
Too heavy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Soccer cleats, man, it's the way to go. Trust me. Soccer
cleats. Yeah, man.
This guy looking so goofy out here on Monday. His orange and yellow cleats or whatever they are.
I forgot them.
Pink and
I'll
green.
I'll bring them tomorrow. No, they're. They're orange and yellow.
Okay.
You're going to look so fast.
Are they Nikes?
Mm-hmm. Total 90.
Mm.
I think. Or Vapor or something. They're good.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. They're good.
Yeah, our 12U little league coach got so mad at us for swinging at balls one time that he made every kid bunted. Like, he came up and he was giving the bunts on. First kid bunts. I think we had two outs. He bunts, gets on. He's like, we're just bunting until you guys –
The rest of the way.
To the whole inning.
How'd that go?
I think we even scored a run. Yeah.
You bunted it in.
We bunted.
There you go.
I mean, it's a tough play if you do it right.
Suicide squeeze action there? Well, not two outs, you said, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was like bases. I mean, like, just we just bunted. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it was probably some pass balls and some steals in there. Yeah, so.
Steals. Oh, okay. Next level.
Well, it's like the Little League World Series age. Okay. That's still my favorite baseball. I mean, I played past that, but the Little League series years, those were the most fun, I think.
Of course.
Yeah, I have to agree on that. Once you start getting close to high school, it started to take
gets
the
too,
out.
Yeah, it gets too serious.
Yeah. I made the All-Star team. We won our first tournament, you know, like the regional or whatever. We're like, oh, yeah, we are big stuff. We roll into, like, the state or whatever.
Hammer time?
We're like...
We had a good time.
Yeah, had a good run.
Had a good time.
These guys
are ridiculous.
This dude, I saw the first like real legit curveball where like it comes out of his hand. I'm like, that might hit me, and then it's like on the inside corner for a strike. And I'm like, oh,
I am out of my element here.
We're in trouble. We'll come back. Final segment, hour one next. Final segment, hour number one. Message during the break said baseball blah 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 blah. It's Masters week.
Guys are gonna hit golf balls.
Yep. Try and get
what,
in the hole.
What? I mean, I'm gonna watch it as much as I can, but there's really not much to talk about.
Did y'all see the way Brooks Koepka is gonna have to bend down this weekend?
It reminded there's a. Oh, where am I?
Nate
it
Asker,
it's almost like we need you know our expert Tyler Lane to give us a. Give us a preview.
Nate, ask your boy if Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, or Bryson DeChambeau is going to shoot a 68 or under in round one.
Okay.
I need to know that.
Ooh.
Don't they just need to make the cut for the FanDuel new users to win
that's new
a
users.
Bunch of money?
I need to know. I'm not a new user. I've
okay.
had FanDuel for a while.
DJ, who else? Spieth.
Well, he's listening, right?
Yeah, I think
DJ,
so.
DeChambeau,
and Spieth.
Those three.
Oh, okay.
Shoot a 68 or under in round one.
What are the odds?
Was minus 200. It is now plus 100.
Is that a boost?
It is.
There we go.
It's the only boost available right now.
Naturally.
Yeah, but with Koepka this weekend, when he's bending down, I guess, to look at the grass.
Well, he wasn't sure if he was even going to be able to play because of his back. So he doesn't want to.
His back? I thought it was his knee.
It might be both.
No, he got, like, knee surgery.
No, I know that, but apparently this is pretty typical. Like, you hurt one thing, and then because you're compensating, you tweak something else, and I think he's hurt his back, too, compensating for the knee. But, yeah, it's a very – he uses his putter as, like, a cane and almost does a split, like a one-legged split.
Yeah.
It's
he has to keep his right leg outstretched and then bend with his left knee.
But using his putter as a cane.
Just have the caddy tell you where to hit it. I don't understand.
On the green?
Yeah.
No, you got to read that yourself.
Yeah.
Just look at it.
Come on, man.
Just do the thing where you, like, you know, straddle the line and go halfway and kind of feel the break. You could do that. You don't need to bend down.
You do know this is Augusta.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I watched Ernie L's, like, 5-putt from 4 feet. Maybe it was 7. Might have been 7-putt from within, like, 8 feet. Not good, Bob. Just saying.
Yeah, I was listening to an ESPN segment in which they were breaking down the Masters, and I think it was Gene Wojciechowski. He had been contacting some orthopedic surgeon and, like, asking him, like, the ramifications of Koepka coming back this fast from his surgery on his knee. And he said the problem he may deal with is his knees start to swell up just from all the walking.
It's a very hilly course, too.
Get your caddy to push you.
I don't think that's
can they carry
a
you?
Thing.
Piggyback?
Can't get a cart.
No.
No, you cannot get a cart. That one guy tried. You know, the guy with one leg? And they wouldn't give it to him. Shortened his career.
Very Casey sad. Martin.
Is that his name? I just remember that. Very sad.
Is there a rule that you can't be carried by your caddy?
Who's going to carry the clubs?
Get another caddy.
Think you can only have one.
Get a really strong guy.
like
the mountain. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the player puts the golf bag on their shoulder, and then the caddy picks them both up, carries.
Like the just the backpack golf bag that high school kids use? You know?
Yeah.
You can't roll it, can you? Like, you
I don't think
have
so.
Wheels on the on the bag?
Mm-mm.
No.
Which is weird. Like, I don't know why that's a thing.
Yeah, well, I can't do this. No one tear up the grass.
Golf.
Golf.
That's very true.
Jerry, golf.
Don't want to tear up the grass. Yep. Did anything happen yesterday? I know.
They had practice.
Right. Did anything happen yesterday?
I don't know.
Davey, I saw the signal. I just don't want to short side him.
I saw more fans double down on the Aaron Beasley situation.
Yes. What was that guy's name?
Chad.
Chad. Of course it was.
Sorry for everyone else out there named Chad.
Yeah, sorry for the one guy who called in.
We liked that Chad. That was a good Chad.
Yeah.
He also had the premiere on TBS of the show called Chad, but heard it didn't get good reviews. But Chad, we'll refer to him as Bad Chad. Or maybe Chad in Georgia. Who knows? This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in football. Getting suspended indefinitely over a dumb cat. This week, cancel culture is out of control. I hate cats. If the dumb animal was stealing my wings, I would have smacked it too. Then he says, I guarantee you that Nick Saban would not suspend one of his 5-star players over a dumb cat. This is a sign that our new leadership is weak, just like the last ones.
Just a dumb cat. You're just a dumb Chad. Like, part of me wants to believe that these are troll accounts and that there's no way that's real. But I have a feeling I'm wrong. This is weak leadership. Programs in the dumps because we protect animals as best we can. Makes perfect sense.
You have three players suspended all at the same position. It's incredible.
French, Willis,
and Beasley.
Oh, you'll get two of them back, probably.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So, Salter apologized. You mentioned that earlier.
Yep. Said made some bad decisions, bad choices. He's going to work hard to make his dad proud. I mean, the charge against him were...
He's a year older now, you know, had that birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is 18 now.
More mature.
Mad that
now, he the consequences are much worse, yeah.
Now if he commits a crime, like, he'll be in the report. And so better stay on the straight and narrow.
Tried as an adult.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think much will come of that. He'll be all right.
So Danico Slaughter, I guess, was at least back out there, but still in non-contact jersey.
Okay.
Apparently he didn't practice last week.
Huh.
Walker Merrill, that wide receiver you said we hadn't heard anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he missed some practice last week, but he's back too. So apparently they're getting beat up pretty bad. Maybe they're going hard. Maybe they're
I hope so.
Yeah.
Set the tone.
We got some RLDs.
That's a good point.
On the IRL. Yeah.
It looked like we not only had Dane Davis still starting at left tackle, but Kingston Harris at left guard.
I thought Kingston Harris came in as a defensive lineman. Well, it's good to cross train, you know, get everybody set up.
Yes.
That's good.
Cooper Mays at center.
Well, naturally.
Spraggins at right guard.
He could be good.
Cade Mays at right tackle with Darnell Wright behind him. I don't know. Some weird looks on the offensive line. What else is new?
You think they're going to go to white cleats?
I don't know.
I would.
You think so?
I would do anything I could to make sure this team looked nothing like a Jeremy Pruitt team. So either black socks or white cleats, if it's me. They make you look fast. That's what we want to play like, right?
Did you hear about the quarterbacks?
I know their names.
Yeah, we'll talk about them. We'll get to the phone lines first up. Coming back, we'll kick off hour 2. You don't want to miss it right here.
Is it good? Is it good about the quarter?
Some good, some bad.
Yep.